Well, last week we had on the telephone line with us P.J. Walsh, who is once again coming back to our area and doing a show, as a matter of fact, as he did last year. He will be, of course, at the Dover VFW post 5444. He's coming back to our area. And someone who also joined us last year, Kim Blacklock, is with us. Now, Kim, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. It's great to be on Robin Hood Radio.
Now, you know, it's funny. I was speaking with PJ, and he says, yeah, he's coming back. He's doing the shows. He's not doing the 30 shows in 30 days, but because he said it was a little...
Well, you know, the shows in 30 days wound up being 40 shows in 30 days. We did 4,555 miles in 5 weeks. So, you know, we really... We hit it all. We did over 16 posts. We did... Three VA, two VA health centers, a nursing home, radio shows, everything. It was amazing. We did a radiothon. I mean, just kept on going.
And then the night of the big one-man show, the blizzard.
Well, we get teased about that. And I said, well, it might be indicative of the amount of energy that we kind of whipped up. The only snow that we had the entire winter last year was on the show, you know, on the big night, October 29th. That was ridiculous. But, you know, we carried on and finished out at the Brewster VFW the next night when the power came back on. The Brewster VFW said, we got power. We said, we got a show.
All right.
And we went and finished it out there the next day. It took me 6 hours to shovel out. I had to, you know, clear 3 trees from my driveway to get out, but... That was amazing.
And of course, thousands of dollars were raised locally for the veteran service organizations.
Yeah, that was one of the points. We had two missions, really. One was to raise awareness, to, you know, tell people, if you have friends, just talk, you know, find out who are the veterans, who are the families that need help, and have them go to the posts, have them go to the VFWs, American Legions. It's a real easy way to just walk right into a support group. And when we knew that the state, federal, and county guys were having a hard time getting money for outreach with all the budget cuts that were happening, they just couldn't get the word out to the general population. Come. The rules change all the time about benefits. Come. You know, if you don't know where to start, start at a VFW. Start at American Legion. Walk in. Introduce yourself. And you know, the materials are always there and how to link in and hook up. And so that was one of the campaign goals, and the other was to raise funds for local veterans and their families, and we did both, so it was really amazing.
Okay, so now this year, it opens up on Friday, October 5th at 7:30 in Mayo back at the American Legion Post, and then on Saturday, October 6th at the Dover VFW Post, and then on Monday at 7 p.m. at the Washington VFW Post. So this
on Columbus Day on Monday, so we're over there for that third day of the weekend, as we like to think of it.
So this is a real great chance, once again, for people in this area to get a look at PJ, have some fun, and also help support the veterans.
It's really important because, when we started this campaign, we're a research-based not-for-profit, so we looked at what were the needs of the veterans in New York State, you know, just specifically looking at our state. And we found out that in 2010, New York State spent $4.38 per veteran. So we were like, yikes. You know, I think there's quite a bit of work to be done here. And we knew that if we could bring attention using, you know, a national name and a national entertainer, that we could, you know, kind of, should I use the analogy, kill two birds with one stone? I don't want to get too graphic. But, you know, really just bring it down and talk to the community about reaching out to your neighbors, find out who needs the help, and are they veterans, and are they families of veterans, and, you know, get them in there. They've done their service, now it's our turn.
All right, and of course, if people want tickets for these events, they can get them at their local VFW halls. They're available right there before the show or the night of the show as well.
Yeah, that's right. We had done it last year with brown paper tickets, but so many people don't really have the time, they don't get online, and it's one of the challenges for the VA is that there's, you know, quite a few people that don't have the computers, that aren't all over the iPhones and iPads and I this and I that. So how do you reach them? And we did it through radio. We did it through print media, newspapers. And then, of course, we entertained over 800 veterans and their friends last year. And it was just amazing. And going to the VA hospitals was quite humbling. You know, the guys were quite appreciative of us there, and women veterans in the VA hospital now as well as the women get older, and it was really incredible.
Well, great job again, and we're all looking forward to seeing PJ back in this area again, once again, locally in our immediate area on October 6th, this weekend at the Dover VFW Post 5444. That's a 7 p.m. show, but also at the other locations, which are, of course, after the Dover show, will be Monday, October 8th at 7 p.m. at the Washingtonville VFW Post 8691, and on Friday night at the 5th, the Mayo Pac American Legion Post 1080. Kim, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much. There was a great story about the Dover VFW because before we got there, they didn't really have a relief fund. And by us starting that, they actually were able to start that relief fund, and they've been able to commit more dollars to it. So now they really have a healthy way to help out in emergencies. And Washingtonville VFW, when we got there last year, their first floor had just been taken out by Hurricane Irene. So we were able to immediately help them try to, you know, salvage that building. And that's one of the reasons why we're going back there this year is to, you know, keep helping them.
Well, keep up the great work. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. We appreciate Robin Hood Radio.
And we hope a lot of people get down there to see PJ.
Now, NASCAR Dave was at our show last year in Arlington, so I have to call into him and find out if he's going to head down to Dover for us.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be down there. He was in Dover, Delaware yesterday at the NASCAR races, and I know he's going to definitely poke his head in down there in Dover.
Good. We had a blast with him over in Arlington. That was so fun. And that was such an old building. What history. Just incredible over there at the Arlington Post.
All right, Kim, thanks for joining us today.
All righty. Thank you very much, Marshall.